Friday night was a night for the Builders Association to have a great Gatsby, raise a bunch of money, and also have a lot of fun. Now, they went back to the circa era of the 1920s, so I'm going to go back there, too, with somebody who can tell us what it was like back then, and that's Fred Braun. He happens to be on the board of directors of the Builders Association. Fred, how was it back during Prohibition?
Well, now, hold it. I'm not that old.
So you say.
Well, you know, everybody, as you can see tonight, they are dressed the part. I mean, the flashy. I think the women probably tried to outdo each other with the black, the gold, all the pearls, the jewelry, and it's awesome tonight.
And you're even wearing a hat that I didn't recognize you with a hat, Fred.
Well, you know, I did. I went online. I looked at some 20s and 30s attire for men, and every one of them had this style hat. I guess kind of like gangster, maybe? Gangster type? Yeah. So I did dress up, which I don't often do, a suit or tuxedo, but I tried to duplicate the 20s, including a gold watch.
Even wearing the pearls.
And the pearls.
I'm not sure that worked in the 20s, but it definitely works in this 20s.
Yes, it does.
100 years ago.
Yeah.
Fred, tell me a little bit about the Builders Association and what the organization does. Everybody's interested with spring right around the corner. And you're telling me something very interesting about people can move their houses back if they're in jeopardy right now. So it looks like we have really evolved here with our building and techniques.
It really has. Back to the function tonight, we do this once a year, and the proceeds go for scholarships. It's a $70 per person tonight, but it's a catered beef. I mean, it's a very, very, very good meal. That includes the wine, the beer, the beverages. So again, all of our proceeds go to scholarships. So back to your question, yes.
Now, to interrupt you a second, because the scholarships, are they specific for the trades, people who want to pursue building?
Ours are. Yeah, but we just issued a nice scholarship for a commercial truck driver, a CDL license, because his plans are, at some point, he may be a driver for Spenord Builders. He may be working for a contractor that requires a CDL license. So, yes, it's not just somebody with a hammer and nails.
Okay, and speaking of Spenard Builders, it's springtime and the Builders Show, and I remember the very first Builders Show that Paul Moses and Rick Abbott put on at the Blasey Mall, and boy, has that event grown since then. But the old prophet Moses would always predict, based on the attendance of the Builders Show, are we going to have a Builders Show this year, and when, Fred?
Absolutely. Coming up the middle of April, the 12th and the 13th. And it, again, will be at the Sports Center. Parking this year will be a little bit of a challenge with the construction starting up for the new field house. We will actually, if need be, we will have chauffeured vehicles from the ball field to the Sports Center. So parking, don't worry about it. A lot of people are saying, well, where do I park? The vendors, we have it all covered.
Take the bus and leave the driving to us. Okay, yeah. Now, over the years at the Builders Show, the evolution or advancement of the technology and building materials has been really exciting because there have been so many changes. I built my first house out of beetle kill logs and anything else that Rick would leave out back for me to pick up and grab and run with. But now, with all of the recycled materials that we have, as well as the evolved costs, are people looking at remodeling rather than building maybe until we see these interest rates and costs of building materials settle down?
A little bit interesting, you know, I always compare it to, so you demo something, and now you're rebuilding it. So you're handling everything two or three or four or five times more. So not always is it always savings to remodel. Sometimes it may cost you more. Now, if you've already owned a home, you don't have a mortgage on the home, definitely consider remodeling versus new construction.
And will there be a lot of new things at the show this year for people to learn about? For instance, the moving company that we were talking about.
Yes, there is a new company now that is actually moving homes. They've got very, very, very sophisticated equipment. And as well as you and I both know, living here most of our lives, there are many, many, many homes near the bluff that need to be moved. And so it's going to be quite a lucrative business. The first one I'm aware of will be moved in May in North Kenai, a sizable home. And again, it's something that we've never been able to do in the past.
Okay, and go back into the scholarships and the reason for the event here tonight and raising funds for those scholarships. Young people or their parents that are interested to find out about that information, how do they do that?
Actually, just contact our office, Kenai Peninsula Home Builders Association. Google us. We're online. And we would love to talk with anyone that has any interest. If they need a list of contractors, plumbers, electricians, that's what we're about. You know, I'm a realtor, I'm a broker, but I use those folks every day. And so we rely on them, and at times they even rely on us. They purchase property, vacant lots to build new homes on. So it's a win-win-win for all of us.
Sounds like a good combination to me. Okay, the dates again of the Builder Show.
April 12th and 13th for the home show, right?
Yep, April 13th and 14th.
And this is Amber, president.
Hi, Amber.
Of
Hello.
Our association.
Well, we will see you at the Builder Show, Amber.
Definitely.
Merle Sikorski with Amber and Fred Braun over at the Great Gadsby Show. And are you going to do the Charleston tonight, Fred?
Pardon me?
The Charleston? You going to do the Charleston?
Absolutely not.
No?
But I'll watch.
How about you, Amber?
I was hoping Fred was.
Okay. Merle Sikorski returning you to that Charleston dancing sound of KSRM.